I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife Resources report. West Virginia deer hunters are enjoying tremendous hunting in the state this week, and many are choosing to share that bounty with others who are less fortunate. That story when we return.
When I first met my husband, I knew I was going to have to learn a little bit about the outdoors. He encouraged me to go to an NWTF Women in the Outdoors event. So I did, and I had a blast. My husband says I have more confidence now. Maybe too much, because sometimes he's at home doing laundry while I'm out with the girls. Women in the Outdoors has taught me how wonderful life in the outdoors can be, and that's something that I'll always cherish.
The Hunters Helping the Hungry program is underway in West Virginia, and a lot of the deer that are killed in the state in the past few days are winding up on the dinner tables of some very appreciative folks. Jerry Westfall heads up the program at DNR and explains how it all started more than a decade ago.
It did start a number of years ago, I believe in 1992, in the state of West Virginia. And the program was patterned after a similar program that started just a few years earlier in Texas by Safari Club International in 1989. And basically, Hunters Helping the Hungry, it's a DNR-sponsored program where generous hunters will donate harvested deer, legally harvested deer, to needy West Virginians. And hunters can donate legally harvested deer during the first week of the bow season, the entirety of the 12-day buck season, concurrent antlerless season, and the 6-day antlerless season, and the muzzleloader season.
And making a donation for hunters is pretty simple.
They'll drop off deer at any participating certified processors, and those are listed on our brochure that anyone can pick up at any district office or the central office, and also on our website at www.wvdnr.gov, and just by clicking the Hunters Helping the Hungry link under the hunting section. So processors that are listed in both the brochure and on the website will skin the animal, they'll debone the animal, they'll grind the meat. We have no other cuts of meat.
And the ground venison is then distributed to homeless shelters, food banks, soup kitchens, and senior centers all across West Virginia by the Mountaineer Food Bank and the Huntington Food Bank. Westfall says it's a win for everyone involved, especially hunters.
Many hunters, for various reasons, they wish to harvest animals and then donate them to the Hunters Helping the Hungry program. Perhaps a particular hunter has an excess number of animals in a given year. Perhaps they or a member of their family may not be particularly fond of venison, although I don't know why.
Now, the one place where the program does struggle is financially, with all monetary obligations having to be donated.
The DNR does receive the donated meat and discounted processing and distribution fees, but there's still a cost associated with the program. In fact, one year, the program cost nearly $120,000.
And monetary obligations are tax deductible. If you'd like to make a donation, go to wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.